You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Like so many industries, the arts have been hit hard during the pandemic. One of Idaho's art staples, the Idaho Shakespeare Festival, ended up having to shut down its entire season over the summer due to COVID, which means less revenue coming in. So to help with that, the Shakespeare Festival has come up with a unique fundraiser, The Snow Must Go On, a virtual holiday cabaret. And joining us live today to talk more are Charlie Fee, producing artistic director at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival, and Sarah Bruner, director of the upcoming cabaret. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks, Gemma. So great.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So Charlie, I want to start by going back to last spring and how the pandemic started impacting the Idaho Shakespeare Festival.
Well, oh God, Gemma, doesn't it seem like it's about 5 years ago now?
Like 10.
Oh,
yeah.
It's just unbelievable. Well, you know, it first impacted us because we were in rehearsal in Cleveland, Ohio with our company there, right, where we have our sister theater, Great Lakes Theater. And we were rehearsing Much Ado About Nothing. We were just on the weekend before moving into the theater when the pandemic forced the shutting of all theaters, all live performances across the country, frankly, over about a 3 or 4 day period. Everything got closed, including us in Cleveland. Right then, of course, we pivoted in our thinking to, well, at least we know we'll be able to perform in Idaho this summer because this pandemic can't last more than a few months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, we know how that played out. So at the end of the day, we held on as long as we could, but we continued to cancel our shows all the way through the summer. We held on to the bitter end. I'll tell you, we actually thought we were going to be able to produce Sleuth, our final play of the season. And we were going to move it into mid-August, and we were going to play it for about 6 weeks. Everybody was ready to go. And then we also had a resurgence of the pandemic of COVID. So that ended that literally at the 11th hour. So it was very difficult.
Yeah. And then with that, Charlie, I mean, that's revenue, right? And it's not just the ticket sales. I mean, you have employees, actors. I mean, there's a lot that comes with having to shut down an entire season.
Yes. It's devastating, particularly for the artistic staff, right? For all of our artists, our actors, directors, and designers, who for all intents and purposes, you know, even though they're union members, they're essentially in the gig economy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a job or they don't have a job. And once you take away our ability to perform, all of our artists overnight had no employment. And that was the most difficult part of this whole process. We've been trying to find ways to, you know, to keep, you know, our actors busy. That's part of what we're talking about today with our cabaret. It'll be the third event that we've created virtually. But yeah, just difficult. Now, I have to be honest with you, though, Gemma, and say this. We were in very, very strong position as a company. In Idaho, particularly. We've been planning for crisis, honestly. And I thought the crisis was going to be fires, wildfires.
Mm.
We've been watching wildfires ravage the Oregon Shakespeare Festival season. We know that we face smoke season every year. And I was essentially planning with my board to say, hey, what happens if we're smoked out for 2 months, right? Which was already happening in Ashland. Nobody thought they were planning for a pandemic, but we were saving our money. We were putting money away to get through a crisis. And that has really made the difference for us as a company. But on top of that, our audience has been so generous. Our whole community, our corporate community, all of our sponsors, everybody stuck with us through this. Our donors in our audience stuck with us. Our patrons just, you know, donated back their tickets. Everyone pulled together, and it's what's kept us absolutely alive and ready to produce, you know, tomorrow.
And Sarah, for years, you were part of ISF, headlining a lot of the productions as an actor. In the last few years, you've turned more behind the scenes. But what's it like as an artist when everything, as Charlie said, just shuts down?
I have to be honest, it's been really difficult, and it's been a process. I noticed with a lot of my friends and I, most of them are artists, we went through a period of denial, and then we went through a period of realizing, oh my gosh, this is not going away. And there, it was almost a mourning period where we thought, wow, we had so much and we were able to do so much, particularly if you're working with Charlie's companies, you get a lot of work, you get a lot of opportunity, and wow, we were taking it all for granted and it is just gone. And many of us are professionals. This is how we make our living. So it's put a lot of us into a little bit of a creative depression, meaning we're not making anything. Once I personally was able to get over the anger and the sorrow of, oh my gosh, I'm not in rehearsal. I'm not seeing my friends. I'm not making anything. How am I vital? And companies started saying, you know what, let's get back together. Let's figure this out. Let's pivot. How do we stay active? Now we're all sort of starting to come out of it and sort of, you know, rise from the ashes and say, okay, it's going to be different, but we're still going to do it. And we can still be creative if we're staring at each other on these screens.
So Sarah, talk to me a little bit more about that then, with this idea of finally being able to create, in particular, this upcoming cabaret fundraiser. I mean, it goes back to that idea of it may look different, but you're doing your art.
Absolutely. It essentially, at its core, is the exact same thing. We are in the business of connecting, right? As artists, we connect with one another. And as a collective company, we are here to connect with our audiences. We bring one another together. Now, obviously that looks different during a pandemic, but it actually becomes more important because so many of us are experiencing different forms of isolation. So the goal with the Holiday Cabaret is not to ignore everything that's going on in the world and just sort of do a happy song and dance. It's to try to elicit joy, but also acknowledge, hey, things are looking different right now than they were a year ago. And we acknowledge that, but we're here to still deliver joy and stare at you, you know, through our cameras and say, we are all still together. We can find creative ways of doing this. So that's what we've created. One of our stars of our company, Jillian Cates, is hosting the cabaret from her 1963 Spirit Camper, which is parked in Strongsville, Ohio. It's newly renovated. It is so gorgeous. And she's literally kind of old school style hosting a cabaret from this camper parked essentially in the middle of Ohio.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
And so you mentioned Jillian. So if I remember correctly, didn't she headline Mamma Mia?
Yes.
A couple of seasons ago. So for people who are wondering, so she's phenomenal.
Yeah, she is phenomenal. And she ended up being such a great choice because not only is she an incredibly talented, generous actor and singer, she also has a vintage clothing company called Small Fire Vintage. And she travels across the country and collects clothing and resells it. I mean, and it's super kind of premium vintage. So she's got the best costuming I've ever seen in this thing. It's just fantastic.
So talk to us a little bit about what people can expect with the Snow Must Go On Cabaret, which will be on December 20th for if people are wondering.
Yeah. So the Snow Must Go On is going to be an evening with a lot of familiar faces from our acting company. What we've done is over Zoom, we have collaborated literally across the country with seven different actors and then probably an additional 5 to 10 other artists behind the scenes to create a cabaret independently in a bunch of little places that we will put together in a narrative. So there are company members who are singing and sharing memories who have been with the company for 15 years. Some of them have been with the company for about 1 to 2 years. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to have heart. And the structure of it is that we join Jillian in her camper as she's decorating her tiny Christmas tree with her darling little dog. And every time she pulls out an ornament, it elicits a memory of someone in our company. And we get sent off to them and we share some holiday cheer with them.
So Charlie, what's it been like to see this process and to see these artists are finally able to create and create something original like this?
Yeah, Gemma, the hunger of the artists in the company was so powerful. We literally reached out, you know, and said, hey, does anybody, we literally sent out an email that said, do you guys feel like trying to create something for streaming? Maybe it'll be a fundraiser. We're not really sure what. Probably have music because, you know, we've become a company really noted for our musicals as well as our classical work. And literally 24 hours later, every single actor said, I'm in. I don't care what it is. Just, you know, tell me when you want to do something. And then they just started sending us video. I mean, Sarah, my memory is the very first video we saw from one of the actors was from Jodi Dominic, who's done so many roles with us on stage. And she sent us a video that was just such a knockout and such a blast. And that was it. You know, we just got that and thought, wow, these guys in their homes, in their apartments, in their closets in some cases, are just creating work on their phones, you know, and just shooting it out to us. And it's just beautiful. So I have to say, you know, it was like the dam broke and the creativity has been incredible. Plus, everybody's having to learn completely new skills, right? Computer skills, video skills, right. Editing skills, and they're just like embracing it.
Sarah, what's it been like to direct virtually like this?
You know, it's been really interesting. What I've noticed is that basically there's a parallel for everything that we're used to doing in the room in theater. It looks slightly different, but once you get in the creative rhythm, you think, oh my gosh, this is exactly like we're used to doing it. There are just a few different things in place. But when we're all on Zoom together and you can see everybody's squares, it totally feels like being in a rehearsal hall. We're able to fire off creative ideas with one another. We make each other laugh. We're able to create moments the way that we are in a room. So it's been such a luxury to get back together, not only socially, because a lot of what we do is social. Theater is one of the most collaborative art forms. And this allows us to be collaborative in a time where it can feel difficult sometimes.
So Charlie, give us the details then, because we need to know tickets. We know it's on December 20th. I mean, how do people participate in this?
Absolutely. So you can go online, of course, to idahoshakespeare.org, and all the information you'll find there in our box office online, right? Look at, just go to the box office. Or you can give us a call, and our number is 208-336-9221. And you'll be talking to our box office. Our regular box office staff are sitting there and taking your calls. And it's December 20th. You're buying a ticket for your whole household. So
matter
how many people you've got at home with you, everyone watches under one ticket. It's a $100 donation to watch the cabaret. You can add dinner. And dinner is being created by our brand new Shakespeare Cafe chefs, David and Sarah Kelly of Petite Four. They are our new chefs. When we open our theater.
When you open, Charlie, when you open.
Yeah, we're gonna open for sure.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking to us about this. We've been talking with Charlie Fee, producing artistic director of Idaho Shakespeare Festival, and Sarah Bruner, director of the upcoming The Snow Must Go On, a virtual holiday cabaret. You can still get your tickets through Idaho Shakespeare Festival. It will air December 20th at 5:30 p.m. Always good to have you on the program.
Thanks so much, Gemma.
Absolutely. More Idaho Matters next.